Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Smithsonian Channel explores the untold story of the journey toward racial equality in space with their new documentary, Black in Space, Breaking the Color Barrier. During the Cold War space race, the U.S. not only had to defeat the Soviet Union in a competition over rocketry and technological feats, it also needed to overcome its own racial prejudice, which became a crucial vulnerability in the effort to win hearts and minds around the globe. Black in Space, Breaking the Color Barrier, directed by Lorenz Grant, a three-time Emmy and Peabody Award-winning filmmaker. She's received worldwide acclaim for her documentaries that explore the African-American themes, Stay Woke, the Black Lives Matter movement, the Black Panthers, Vanguard of the Revolution. Jesse Owens, the first full-length documentary on the African-American sports icon, Slavery and the Making of America, Seeds of Destruction, and many others. And before starting her distinguished documentary career, Lorenz was an award-winning foreign correspondent in Latin America. And now, director of the documentary Black in Space, Breaking the Color Barrier, premiering Monday, February 24th, 8 Eastern Pacific, on Smithsonian Channel, also available for streaming on Smithsonian Channel Plus, Lorenz Grant joining us on This Week in America. Lorenz, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be on the program.
This is such an exciting documentary, an eye-opening documentary. Now, in the beginning, you talk about this time in history. You talk about the Cold War, space race, and the civil rights. We've talked about all three of these, but rarely together. This really is a unique look at history, isn't it?
Thank you. Yes, I found that to me was the rich texture and element, maybe to add. I mean, I knew it was going to be a lot of competition out there, of course, in the celebrating our 50th anniversary of the moon landing. So, you know, kind of what can I bring to the conversation? What could I bring to the table? And knowing that all those three elements were happening and talking to scholars, they too were saying, yeah, this is kind of fresh history to sort of put it all together like that. I thought, well, there can really be the hook, you know, of including yes. the civil rights movement, space race, and Cold War all in one film.
And there was a time when all three of these worlds collided. Let's talk about the role of JFK. He received a lot of pressure for inclusion in the space program, didn't he?
Yes. You know, I wasn't aware that, you know, from the beginning, the black press, if you will, was a champion. You know, there were James Hicks, the noted editorial columnist and journalist. He was writing editorials, you know, up and down, like, when are African-Americans going to be able to participate in the space race? You know, everybody was excited about that. You know, it was the new frontier. And so I thought it was a nice thing to include the story of the first, you know, because this yes. was the first in everything. And then even African-Americans, they wanted to be a part of it too from the beginning. So I thought that was cool to include also.
Interesting. JFK orders the Pentagon to find a black astronaut. They have one immensely capable, sort of a tragic story. What happened to him during this process? Talk about Captain Edward Dwight Jr. We thought this was going to be the first black astronaut to actually go into space.
Yes, and I found, you know, we got the memos, and I thought all the back-channeling discussion, you know, it's mentioned in books, and I thought, wow, if we could find the memos, I could just really bring it to light, and it does. And so I go into the back-channeling discussion of, like, you've got to find a candidate. Is there someone qualified? And it's kind of a nod to, there's always the quote-unquote, oh, we can't find, you know, somebody qualified enough. Well, there was one, and Ed Dwight was literally, you know, the kind of the perfect candidate. I mean, he yes. was almost like out of central casting. You know, he had the well-established military career, you know, thousands of flying hours, aeronautics degree. And then when he lands, you know, into this program, he's plucked into it. You know, he comes up against his idol, mentor, and you could even say foe in Chuck Yeager. And so I thought it was really fascinating to kind of delve into that story. It's talked about a lot in books, but how to put it together, and in some documentaries also, but I wanted to get at the added texture of the relationship. You know, what was going on there? You know, it wasn't just so simple as, you know, black and white. For some people it was. For some people it was more complicated, but I really wanted to include the nuance because that is kind of American history. You know, when you're trying to become the first, you're going to have so many obstacles and challenges. And how Ed Dwight managed to continue and plow through, but it was up to NASA. And when NASA makes their final selection, you know, Ed Dwight is not among the candidates, and he was right there. So kind of that sort of sets the stage. And to include, you know, before we get our first African-American astronaut 20 years later, you know, we wanted to sort of include that timeline, because it did take that long. You know, it wasn't one, two, three, and the program and we're up. And it also wasn't that people weren't interested in participating until way later to the 80s. I mean, there have been people who've been wanting to be there. And I also include the astronaut who we probably could have actually gone to the moon right after Ed Dwight, but then was tragically killed in a training accident. So I wanted to show how that road to the stars was quite fraught.
We've got just a minute or so left in the program. You do an excellent way in the presentation of taking us inside what was happening, the personal stories. You talked to the first Black astronauts and their families in about the 30 seconds I've got left. It's interesting, the civil rights movement's reactions to the space race. They were resentful. All of this money was spent going to the moon when people were living in poverty back here in the United States.
Yes, it was a tumultuous time. It was a time for celebration, but it was also a time for reckoning. And I wanted to include all of those elements that this was happening literally at the same time. You know, man's conquest of the stars, of landing on the moon, but then the in poverty back in America and the fraught journey of African Americans trying to get to space as well. And I wanted to include the geopolitical backdrop. And I even went to Cuba and found that candidate from Cuba, that astronaut. So to me, it was really exciting to, you know, put all this drama, tumult, excitement, danger, all in one film, and have all the eyewitnesses that were there at the time participate in it.
With us on the program, Lorenz Grant. She's the director of Black in Space, Breaking the Color Barrier, premiering Monday, February 24th, 8 Eastern Pacific, on Smithsonian Channel, also available for streaming on Smithsonian Channel Plus. Lorenz, great to have you with us on the program. Excellent job in the documentary. We will be watching. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Awesome to be with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.